This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Some stories you get, you just go, yikes. Oh, man, especially if you happen to use bathroom dryers. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I've used them. And it's funny because my son, he loves to press the button, you know, and you know, because it's like a big gush of air. All my kids did. And, you know, because you just, it's a fun thing to play with in the bathroom, that big blower. And, man, on a cold day, shoot, that's where I warm up. You know what I'm saying? So I get this story, and I learned that they're kind of dangerous. Bathroom dryers are dangerous. The hand dryers are dangerous. So every time I see a danger in something, I ask myself, what's the liberals' involvement? What does leftism have to do with it? You know what it is, right? Okay, because people are going, Kevin, here you go again. Here you go again, the Kevin Jackson Show, blaming leftism for something. I'm blaming leftism. Certainly am. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So why do I blame bathroom dryers on leftism? Ergo, what I'm about to tell you on leftism yet again. This is a gross story, I'm telling you right now. Now, it's PG-13 in the sense that, you know, it's just grossness. It's not about content. There's no bad words or anything. But it's just gross. So, guess what? Leftists love to save the trees and save the spotted owls and stuff like that. So, they made mandatory. I'll get it out. Don't worry about it. I'll get it out. To put these bathroom dryers in, you know, to get rid of paper, you know, so you don't have to use paper. And it seems like a good idea. I mean, these things, you know, they're like cannons, air cannons, you know, and you can see it. It'll press your skin against each other. You can make your skin flatten out and stuff. But if you just rub your hands together, it'll just, and it shoots all the water that you've obviously, when you wash your hands. Now, leftists don't tend to wash their hands, so that's a whole other thing. But anyway, you, conservatives, after you tinkle or do number two, you wash your hands for good hygiene, and then you go, and I'm talking about with soap and water, then you go over to this leftist invention that says we're going to save the trees, and you go and blow your hands off. Well, they did a recent study, and these hand dryers are gross. Gross. Study, first of all, who does a study of hand dryers? I'm just curious. I wouldn't have done it. And what I'm about to tell you is something that I don't need to know. But now we're committed. Come on now, don't turn the radio. We're committed. But it was a study by scientists at the University of Connecticut. And they found hand dryers in men's and women's bathrooms blew bacteria onto the hands, including fecal matter. That's doo-doo. Why? And first of all, it's not connected to the doo-doo pump. You know what I'm saying? There's water and there's air. What's one got to do with the other? What's one got to do? Okay, sorry, I'm getting musical. What's one got to do with the other? You flush the toilet. That's where the doo-doo goes, okay? You go wash your hands, and then you blow your hands dry with air, not with toilet water. How in the heck am I getting fecal matter into my air? Study was published in the Applied and Environmental Microbiology Journal. I'm going to get to the point of this in a minute, and I'll get to the dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah, these scientists came to the conclusion that after they placed data-gathering plates under hand dryers at 36 bathrooms on the University of Connecticut's campus, that's what happened. It had fecal matter on it. Now, I'm not one to argue with science, but did they check the plates before? Do we know there was no fecal matter on the plates? Because, you know, you never know. I'm just saying. The researchers said they placed the plates under the dryers for about 30 seconds and found between 18 and 60 different colonies of bacteria on each plate. I bet those colonies of bacteria were, you know, like white colonists coming over from Scandinavia and Ireland and the UK and places like that, and they kicked the indigenous bacteria, the poor Indian bacteria, off the plates. Put them in the concentration camps. The Japanese and the Indians would put them in the reservations. Anyway, here's what they said. These results indicate that many bacteria, including potential pathogens and spores, can be deposited on hands exposed to bathroom hand dryers, and that spores could be dispersed throughout the buildings and deposited on hand by hand dryers. Wow. Who knew? Get this. The scientist wrote, it was not immediately clear what, quote, organisms are, quote, dispersed by hand dryers. And if, quote, hand dryers provide a reservoir of bacteria or simply blow large amounts of bacteria contaminated air, and whether bacterial spores are deposited on surfaces by hand dryers. That's a lot of gobbledygook. I don't really understand what they're saying, but here's what I think they're trying to tell you. They don't know how the doo-doo from the water-based system, a.k.a. the toilet, gets into the air system. And neither do I. But here's where it gets interesting. Yeah. There's always a catch, right? The researchers noted that the hand dryers did not have the HEPA, that's the high-efficiency particulate air filters, that come in most Dyson models. Researchers said that HEPA filters help decrease but not eliminate the bacteria. And then a light bulb hit me. I don't know where Dyson's manufactured. I don't know anything about Dyson other than that vacuum cleaner is supposed to suck the chrome off a bumper. But here's what I'll tell you. When I saw that, I went, okay, now I know who funded this so-called study. And this is a ploy, because you can bet Dyson is somewhere paying off a politician to say, you need to put a stipulation on these hand dryers in bathrooms that it could give you fecal material unless it has the HEPA filter, which, oh, by the way, the Dyson model happens to have. Because if you can make a vacuum cleaner, you can make a blower. And if you make a blower, he wants to sell his little motor. I don't know if you've seen him. He's got this little bitty motor now that powers his vacuum cleaner. Probably a revolutionary, you know, breakthrough. But now he wants to sell a bunch of them. So how many public restrooms are there around the country if he can replace all those bacteria-filled, doo-doo-caked dryers and put his little motor inside of one of them with his HEPA filter? And we're all going to feel better for it. Of course, it's going to cost us millions and millions of dollars, but that's okay because we have the money. Bathroom dryers. Something tells me maybe they're not as dangerous as this story suggests. Folks, lots to talk about back in the day.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Radio show.
I'll be the first to tell you, I don't know a whole lot about what goes on in the Middle East. I don't interfere in terms of Iran, North Korea, anywhere we're having wars, Middle East, etc. I don't know if the Houthis are fighting the Kabutis or fighting the, the Al-Qaeda. I don't know. And most of America doesn't know. It is so far above our pay grade, it's ridiculous. And I'm telling you, as a person who follows politics, I don't even bother. Because the minute you think you know something, there's somebody who's been on the ground, has been over there for 15 years, they know a ton about it. That would be like people asking me about the black condition. All these white folks coming over here, give black people this, that, and I'm like, shut up. You don't know anything about black people. Unless you lived amongst black folks in the indigenous way. In that culture, you know nothing about it. See, I know a lot about white culture because I lived in white culture. And as blacks will complain, I'll explain it, but a lot of people complain, most of where you go, it's white culture. So you're forced to understand white culture, but you're not forced to understand black culture. Do you think Nancy Pelosi understands black culture? Honestly. Do you think John Kerry does? Do you think Chuck Schumer does? It would be like me telling you, I understand Jewish culture. I've been around Jews. But I don't understand Jewish culture. So You can have a basic understanding, but you can't really know it. And I look at foreign affairs like that, and I go, man, what do you think you know? You don't know anything about that stuff. So I defer to the people in charge. Now the question is, can you defer to them? On the Syrian missile strike, this guy named Harry tweeted this. Just insane how Trump ordered a military strike against Syria's dictator without written permission from a Hawaiian judge. Now, I love that tweet, and I featured it because it is such a slap in the face, a sarcastic commentary on the judge that was letting these Syrians come into America unchecked against the travel ban of President Trump, the travel order. The very same one that Obama had gotten away with. By the way, they lifted the travel ban on Chad. Just as an aside. Just thought you might want to know. Our very own Miranda Dawson tweeted this. No matter what your opinion is on the Syrian attacks, it's rather comical for a year and a half leftists have made it their mission to connect Trump and Putin to all of a sudden defending Putin and Assad. Very astute observation, Miranda. That's why you're on the team, girlfriend. Oh, my goodness. President Trump, at the time, he says, I might strike Syria. I might not strike Syria. I'm not going to tip my hand. As we say in the vernacular, he wasn't going to pip it out. Yeah, you weren't going to know what he was going to do. And then suddenly, President Trump, out of nowhere, he struck. And he struck because he had the authority under the War Powers Act. He decided to take out Syria's ability to continue to make chemical weapons. Now, I don't know if you recall, Barack Obama did the same thing. And so, well, he got Syria to supposedly voluntarily remove all of its chemical weapons. And John Kerry made a tweet announcement.
All the chemical weapons have been removed from Syria. The world is a safer place today, or whatever.
Okay, so that's what he said. Apparently, maybe they all weren't gone. Maybe they missed something. I don't know. Maybe there's a little room that they wouldn't let anybody in. Or it was an oversight. And, you know, Assad, he stumbled upon him and said, oh, would you look here? I got some chemical stuff. Might as well use it. Now, some believe, well, before we even get to that, I'll tell you this. The idea that President Trump has had to go finish up the work of old Barack, I find interesting. You know, because Barack drew the red line. No, you cross this line and then this will happen. And they crossed the line and nothing happened. Then they said, as I said earlier, they got the diplomacy. They diplomatically negotiated it as Putin laughed in their faces. I don't think Putin's laughing as much now. Now, there are some who believe that President Trump was set up. There were rumors that Assad hadn't even attacked his own people with chemical weapons, that some even said the attack hadn't even occurred. Well, they got footage on the ground. I don't know where from. You know how they can stage all that stuff. Hollywood's good at it. Remember Wag the Dog. Some say that it wasn't him that did it. And maybe it was the Russians who did it or the Iranians. Maybe even America's own CIA had initiated the attack in an effort to force Donald Trump's hand. And worse than that, there were deranged Democrats. I'm not sure if it was Pelosi or Joy Behar, but somebody suggested that President Trump bombed Syria to get people's mind off the Comey book and the other witch hunt nonsense that's related to Robert Mueller. I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump doesn't care about the media cycle except to get things done. Because I would love to see this Mueller thing that he's got with Cohen continue to play out. I would love to see the things with Comey continue to play out. Because it is not going well for them. They said he illegally sent these bombs over to Syria, which I just explained is within his purview in the War Powers Act. He can go around Congress in this case. That's what Barack Obama did when he dropped 26,000 bombs, I think it was, on Syria, never invoking Congress. But it reminded him of that thing that Bill Clinton did, right? Bombing the aspirin factory in Africa when he wanted to detract from the very real Lewinsky media feeding frenzy after his lies. So it was a nice tangential try to bring in Stormy. What's her name? What's that chick's name? Stormy Cleveland or something? I don't know. See, the left expose themselves. You get a glimpse into their sick world every time they do something. Now, here's the thing. Do we really know what happened in Syria with this chemical attack? Do you believe the media in it? Because I'm going to answer for me. I doubt it. I don't know what happened. I don't think we're getting the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But as President Trump continues to drain the swamp, he very well may be getting bad intel. It wouldn't shock me at all to find out that the CIA is in NSA are all in a cabal to make him look bad, to give him all the wrong intel so he can do the wrong things. But he took that information, went on what they said. By the way, remember when George Bush, they said they found weapons of mass destruction. Then they came back later and said they didn't. For those of you who want to be naysayers, remember that. So here's Trump. He says, you know what? I got all this information. It's based on what you gave me from an intel report. Boom, let's bomb the chemical plant. But he did a lot more than that. See, the left wants you to believe that Donald Trump is Putin's pawn. Well, if he's Putin's pawn, why did he bomb the chemical plant? You know, this is a symbolic bombing, in my opinion, for the president to say, you want to believe that I'm Putin's pet. I've already done things to prove that I'm not, but I'll keep doing it. You want to give me bad intel? You want to pick a fight with me and Putin? I'll show you who's bigger and who's badder. America's badder. Even if I instigate it, even if they had nothing to do with it. If he wants to protect Assad, I'll show you who's bigger. Now it's Putin's move. So what can a man whose economy remain in shambles do? If he pushes the U.S., President Trump may hit him where it really hurts, in his pocketbook. See, Trump sent overtures to Putin that he wants the U.S. to help him rebuild his economy. So now we get to see what Putin really wants. And I'm going to bet you that Putin doesn't push Donald Trump. Yeah, left. Good luck with what your strategy is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. and you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show. I go to a restaurant to order some food, and I say to the guy, I say, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken! I could not believe it. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how do you know that? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Man, everybody knew as soon as you walked the door, you're going to get some chicken. There's no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. I wasn't even mad. I was just upset. I wasn't ready to hear that. All these years, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Genetically predisposed to like a chicken.
Oh, baby, I love talking about chicken. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Chicken! I do. Make fun of it. We ridicule it. It's become a black food. It isn't black food. People have been eating chicken all over the world since somebody discovered the chicken. Okay? And I don't believe the chicken was discovered necessarily in Africa. I suspect the chicken was discovered in China. But, you know, every time I think, like, because when I lived in China, I'm going to tell you, Chinese eat everything, as they say, from the rooter to the tooter. Chicken beak down to chicken feet. Hog nose down to the tips of a hog's toes. And I'm not exaggerating this, but so do poor black folks. So do poor southerners. So do poor Africans. People use every single thing of an animal. Because when you have a limited resources, you find uses for all this stuff. Go to the Museum of Musical Instruments in Scottsdale, Arizona, and look at musical instruments made of every animal practically on the planet. I'm not exaggerating it. It's amazing to me. Chicken. I love talking about chicken because, you know, it makes people kind of think of, I don't know, they think of, you know, it gets racial. I don't know why it does. I mean, there's David Chappelle joking about chicken. I play a Popeye's chicken commercial, the comedian talking about the girl, you know, interviewing for the show. Because she was like, you know, I really like that Popeye's chicken. They go, ooh, you go ahead and get out of here with it. You bet you get some ethnicity. And she's like, ooh, love that chicken for Popeye's. And it is a joke. And it's okay. I love it. I think it's a funny joke. One of my friends tweeted this. Normally, I can anticipate what phrases will trigger a liberal. For example, build the wall. Tonight, however, I triggered a liberal by stating that the Bible was written before the Constitution. She went wild. Let that sink in. But now we get something better. A writer at the New Yorker. I was going to say the New York Times, but it's the New Yorker got triggered. And it's both comical and shocking. For me, and I'll tell you why. Here's what she writes. During a recent lunch hour, I was alone on the rooftop of the largest Chick-fil-A in the world. The restaurant on Fulton Street is the company's fourth in Manhattan. And it opened last month to the kind of slick, corporate-friendly fanfare that can only greet a new chain location. The first 100 customers had participated in a scavenger hunt around the financial district. At an award ceremony, the management ordered them with a year's supply of free chicken sandwiches and waffle fries. There were no such prizes on offer when I visited, but from the fifth floor terrace on the top floor of the restaurant, which is 12,000 square feet, I could see that the line to get in stretched almost to the end of the block. An employee took orders on a touchscreen and corralled people through the doors. The air smelled fried. I don't know about you, but I want some chicken right now, baby. God. Woo! First of all, what marketing for Chick-fil-A? I swear, when I read that, I was like, dang it, man. Why couldn't I have been one of those first 100 customers? Is that what you were thinking? Shoot. Have you had a Chick-fil-A? We've had Chick-fil-A because I know we bought it here. Chick-fil-A is amazing. It's like they get their chickens from outer space. Chicken. It's just supple and good, and it's consistent everywhere you go. The right amount of crunch, the right inside. I'm talking about for a chain. I'm not talking about like for some five-star or some feature on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I'm talking about just you go somewhere, the Chick-fil-A, and boom, boom, boom. Woo, I just love tender, juicy fried. But look, I digress. The spirit of the article is this, that Chick-fil-A has expanded into New York City. And people need to watch out. And as the writer informed, there are now 4 of the fast food franchises in the Big Apple. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. Next time I'm in New York, I'll let you know where they are. But the lamentations of this writer continue. New York has taken to Chick-fil-A. One of the Manhattan locations estimates that it sells a sandwich every 6 seconds. Think about that. Every 6 seconds. Just $5. $5 every 6 seconds. And the company has announced plans to open as many as a dozen more storefronts in the city. And yet the brand's arrival here feels like an infiltration in no small part because of its pervasive Christian traditionalism. Bang! That's what I wanted to get to. I want to stop here for just a second to let you understand that the writer of this article is afraid of, quote, Chick-fil-A's pervasive Christian traditionalism. Now, not to go all Jesus jihad on you right now, but what's the fear? What's the fear? You're going to fear that there's going to be a bunch of very polite customer service people in New York, and it's going to shock your sensibilities? Have you been to Chick-fil-A where, I mean, I'm asking my audience, have you been? Go to one. Listen to these kids. Hey, sir, how may I help you? I mean, I would tell you it's spooky, but I'm used to good service where they overly help. So this idea, what are they, these Christian values, these values where people, you know, want to enjoy the patrons and appreciate the fact that you patronize their establishment when you have lots of choices in New York. I was with one of my buddies in Chicago, and the first thing he's like, where do you want to eat, Kev? And I was like, well, what's around? He's like, dude, please, please. He's in the heart of the city. He's like, there's everything. There are too many choices. And here Chick-fil-A got standing room only. I mean, people going around the building. And I know what it's like because I'm going to tell you something. I've been to the opening of a Chick-fil-A. I've been to Chick-fil-A that's been open for 2 years or longer. And you go at lunchtime, man, you better have a secretary, somebody that can help you because it's crazy. They've learned how to speed it up. And they're all friendly. Waiting at the car with the condiments, you know, would you like Chick-fil-A sauce, sir? Would you like a honey mustard? Would you like ketchup? Whatever. Here you go, sir. Just beautiful people. Yeah, pervasive Christian traditionalism, friendly Americans who aren't judging you, who don't care if you have tattoos, if you're gay or if you're straight or if you're Native American or whatever. They just say, hey, you like the delicious chicken? Here you go. And I've told people this before. I've never had Chick-fil-A mess up an article. Not an article. An order. Not one time. They've never messed up an order. I'm waiting on them. Cause I'm going to get them. Yeah. So what are they expecting Christians to do now that we've infiltrated New York? Here's what I'm thinking. You won't see Christians flocking to their Mecca of Chick-fil-A, putting down our prayer blankets and blocking traffic. We're not going to do that in order to worship. Now, not counting the worship of that delicious bird. Ooh, yeah. But no, we aren't going to go there and cause a ruckus. These are not like mosques. Understand, folks, that if Christians converge on this, you know, Mecca of beautiful, deliciously cooked fried chicken and other things that you can get. Oh, by the way, love their chocolate chip cookies. Woo, good stuff. But here's what we won't do. What you won't see Christians doing at these Meccas, these four that have been built and plans for another 12 for a total of 16. These are not cultural centers for Christianity, as I said earlier. They're just places to get delicious chicken. So there will be no stonings. There will be no honor killings outside of these houses of chicken worship. No, just come in, enjoy the friendly service of a Chick-fil-A. But they're worried. The writer of this when I read this article, I thought it was a joke. I was like, oh, so you have one of the most successful franchises in the country moving into the neighborhood, providing jobs and delicious chicken. Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep saying that because it's true. And bringing a level of customer service that New York has never seen. I shouldn't say that, but you know what I'm saying. On the regular. And you're mad. You're upset that they're going to do that. They are going to come into your economy and do something positive. How dare they? You wonder how warped New Yorkers are?
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Chick-fil-A has invaded New York City. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't know how New Yorkers are going to handle it. Yeah, it's awful. It's terrible. It's funny. You could build 5,000 mosques in that city and you won't have a leftist say a freaking word, but you put up a Chick-fil-A and oh my gosh, oh my God, what did you just say? Well, they get triggered. Triggered. Chick-fil-A. A writer in the New Yorker is writing about Chick-fil-A, the long lines around Chick-fil-A they've built now. They've got four stores. And she says, the writer says I was on the top of the building and the line is going around the building. It was like when I went to Shake Shack in New York. It's a burger joint, line around the building. But I promise you, Chick-fil-A, even bigger. Because not only do you get delicious food, you get amazing service. Amazing. One of the best run franchises, and they can't stand it. That these Christian values are entering into New York City. How could they possibly let in such an evil thing? I want you to understand the bizarro world thinking of the left. They will let terrorists in their midst and welcome them with open arms. Hey, you know what? You brought down the Twin Towers. Let's build a mosque right on the site of your conquest. And New Yorkers go, let them do it. Yeah. But Christians want to put in a chicken joint. It's not even open on Sundays. And they're like, what? Can I get a what? No, we can't do it, what? Oh, y'all don't know that song, because it doesn't exist. Anyway, the writer goes on, its headquarters, speaking of Chick-fil-A, in Atlanta are adorned with Bible verses and a statue of Jesus washing a disciple's feet. Its stores close on Sundays. Its CEO, Dan Cathy, has been accused of bigotry for using the company's charitable wing to fund anti-gay causes, including groups that oppose same-sex marriage. We're inviting God's judgment on our nation, he once said, when we shake our fist at him and say, we know better than you as to what constitutes a marriage. Now, I want to stop there for just a second, because most of you who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show understand my view of marriage. I learned the definition of marriage when I was a child. And I know exactly what it is. It is a union between a man and a woman. Now, as I've grown older and understood at some point that there are dudes that like dudes and women that like women, as freaky as that is, I don't really care. So there are guys that like guys and girls that like girls. So here's my definition of marriage, man and a woman. So when a woman says, I'm getting married, I go, where's your husband? When can we meet your male counterpart? And then she says, no, I'm getting married to a woman. I go, then you're not getting married, because that is not the definition of marriage. You can go do something and it can be legal and it can be whatever it wants. But here's what it won't be. It won't be biblical and it won't be marriage. I don't care what the government tells you. Now, that may offend your sensibilities, but I'm not telling you I don't like what you're doing. I'm not telling you anything of the sort. I'm not telling you you can't go do something that is the equivalent of marriage, but it will not be labeled marriage, because it's that simple. And people are, of course, the left is. So the CEO, Dan Cathy, says, this is my view on marriage. I will support people that believe in that view on marriage, and they say he's a bigot. Well, the bigots are the people who say, I want to attack that word, that institution, that biblical, God-driven, you know, institution based on religion. I'm going to destroy that. But they're doing nothing wrong. These are the very same people that tell you, well, you know, we took over the land of the indigenous people. And that's wrong. Well, you're taking over the word of the indigenous people. Isn't that just as wrong? Oh, man. He says, they write this. This company has since reaffirmed its intention, to treat every person with honor, dignity, and respect. But it has quietly continued to donate to anti-LGBT groups. Well, there's no such thing as an LGBT group. There's only an LGB group. But everything that's anti, you know, think about what they're saying when they talk about this anti-LGBT group. When you understand that leftists believe anything not supportive of the LGB Gestapo, you understand that all non-support is anti-support. So if you give to your church, you are giving to an anti-LGBT group, even though your church doesn't give a crap about what these LGB knuckleheads are doing. No member of the LGB community has been treated with disrespect at a Chick-fil-A, outside of a couple of them located too close to black neighborhoods. 99.9% of the franchises treat people with complete and utter respect. I've been to many. I mean, I have a mission to go to every, Ritz-Carlton on the planet. I ain't going to make it. But I wish I could get my mission to go to every Chick-fil-A, because I've been to quite a few. I'm proud to say, apparently, the writer pretends not to notice the throng of chicken worshippers in plain sight everywhere you see a Chick-fil-A, one of the most, I repeat, successful franchises. She wrote this earlier. I could see that line to get inside stretched almost to the end of the block. But when first entering the New York market, Chick-fil-A didn't experience. They had people that were protesting. And here's what she wrote. When the first standalone New York location opened in 2015, a throng of protesters appeared. When a location opened in a Queens mall in 2016, Mayor Bill de Blasio proposed a boycott. No such controversy greeted the opening of this newest outpost. Chick-fil-A's success here is a marketing coup. Its expansion raises questions about what we expect from our fast food and to what extent a corporation can join a community. So I say to you this, based on what she wrote, God is winning. Now that should come as no surprise to you Christ-following conservatives. God is winning. God said, you can protest. Fine. I'm going to put a chicken place in New York. I will call it Chick-fil-A. And he's winning. He's won against the LGBT lobby. He's won against the mayor. Now people are going, bring on Chick-fil-A. You want to know what's happening in New York with Chick-fil-A? People are going, dude, number one, it's some delicious chicken. And number two, they treat you like kings. They don't get the orders wrong. They take care of you when something goes wrong. I don't know if you've ever sat in one. They will come and take your tray. These are the nicest kids on the planet. What Chick-fil-A in New York is probably going to have trouble finding is good quality employees. Might have to bring in some Mexicans. Teach them English. Oh, I know. I made a lot of people squeamish out there.
Ooh, Kevin, what'd you say?
I'm telling you. These are the jobs that Americans may not want to do. In New York, you got to actually be nice to people? What? In the time of Trump, folks, Chick-fil-A gets no protest in one of the largest layers of leftism in the country, and a franchise spreads not only its fantastic food, but its fantastic message. And the New Yorker is bothered by this newfound feeling of camaraderie, of community. Here's what she writes. I noticed that word community scattered everywhere in the Fulton Street restaurant. A shelf of children's books bears a plaque testifying to, quote, our love for this community. The tables are made of reclaimed wood, which creates, according to the Chick-fil-A press release, an inviting space to build community. A blackboard with the header, our community, displays a chalk drawing of the city outline. Outside, you can glimpse an earlier iteration of that skyline on the building's facade, which, with two tall, imperious rectangles jutting out, gives a subtle impression of the Twin Towers. The emphasis on community, especially is in the misguided nod to 9/11, suggests an ulterior motive. The restaurant's corporate purpose still believes the words to glorify God. And that proselytism thrums below the surface of the Fulton Street restaurant, which has the ersatz homespun ambiance of a megachurch. David Farmer, Chick-fil-A's vice president of restaurant experience, told BuzzFeed that he strives for a pit crew efficiency where you feel like you got hugged in the process. If you find yourself shaking your head right now, you're not alone. See, the idea of a wholesome business spreading love and cheer brings leftists to their knees. They are bothered by this. They can't understand how you would want to do this. How could you possibly offer narratives of evil when New Yorkers see the real truth for themselves? And we're letting this evil in, you know, because New Yorkers are going to see that Chick-fil-A isn't the evil corporation that they've made them out to be. These conservatives are actually good folks. That's what they're afraid of. See, Chick-fil-A is an amazing franchise. And its mission to connect people through great food and a loving culture is considered bad. It's considered evil by these people that don't understand what we've been offering the whole time. They'll get it eventually.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.